Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, only symbolic. Team 50 reached the 40 win plateau Sunday, finishing off its three-game sweep of Michigan State, wrapping up the 2 seed in the upcoming Big Ten tournament over at Illinois, starting for Indiana on Thursday. Shonda Stanton's crew finished 18-5, 40-15 and counting, after its 3-1 win at Andy Moore. That's 9 W's in a row headed into the postseason.
Well, when we talked to our team back in August and we were going to have the celebration with Team 50, you know, 50 is a memorable year or a milestone for anything, right? And we didn't want to be special because it's a memorable year, 50 years of softball. We want to be special because of our actions on the field. And how great is that, that we're seeing, like you mentioned, such a, the most prolific offense in the Big Ten, scoring runs at a really high rate. But I'm super proud of our group and just how we're fighting to win games the way we're winning them. You know, we're just getting after it.
Well, they have indeed. After 55 games and counting, sophomore Heather Johnson got the win in the circle Sunday. She's 14-6 on the year. It was Indiana's 6th conference sweep. We'll have more on the Hoosier Fast Pitch Queens later in the week. Our thought for this day, nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. Softball team has plenty of that going for them. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, the Colts' development of one-prize number one draft pick quarterback Anthony Richardson has begun. His new workplace, the Colts facility out on West 56th Street in Indy. Anthony took to the field Friday under the watchful eye of Shane Steichen. He has a copy of the playbook, obviously, a little bit thicker than the one he had at Florida. You talk about honing in now on the system during rookie mini-camp going on. Technique being worked on. Working on accuracy will come in time, but building team chemistry like he has with Josh Downs, the drafted wide receiver from North Carolina. They've been clicking so far the last couple of days, but building the chemistry from the ground floor up, that is the key as we lay this foundation.
Honestly, I feel like if you put pressure on yourself, that means you're not prepared. You know, great QBs played here before I did, and I want to be a part of that list. You know, I will be a part of that list because, you know, I'm making sure I'm prepared. I'm putting the work in and, you know, support my team and, you know, support the franchise.
And you do that by building team chemistry and getting to know your playmates, huh? Anthony Richardson. Young man won't be 21 until later this month. Our thought for this Monday, believe in your infinite potential. Your only limitations are those you set upon yourself. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.